Lecture 3, Muhammad, Prophet and Statesman.
Last class, we talked about the five pillars of Islam, and in particular, focused on, in a sense, the foundation stones, as are revealed in the Confession of Faith, God and the Prophet Muhammad. Today, we'll spend some time looking at the Prophet Muhammad, and his role in Islam. The origins of Islam and its prophet, like those of Judaism and Christianity, would have seemed improbable to many who were forecasting at the time. In many ways, just as some could have never thought that a slave Moses and a carpenter's son Jesus would play a major role in developing or generating two major world religious traditions, how much more improbable would it have seemed that an orphan, illiterate caravan manager, in many ways in the wilds of Arabia, in a country being torn by tribal strife, would in fact receive the revelation from God and become the great prophet of the second largest of the world's religion, a religion that has had a global religious, political, and cultural presence and impact throughout history. The birth of Muhammad and the fact that he was both a prophet receiving and reciting God's message, as well as a statesman responsible for guiding the development of a totally new community, its military protection, politics, and social development, have had a major impact on history. It's affected the history of religions, as well as international politics, for Muslims and non-Muslims alike, for more than 14 centuries. Information about Muhammad's life, his deeds and teaching, can be found in the Quran, early biographies, and the Hadith, or tradition literature. These are narrative reports of what the Prophet said and did. Muhammad is considered by Muslims to be God's human instrument, his messenger and prophet in receiving and reporting his revelation. The story of Muhammad's life and the emergence of the Muslim community have provided a paradigm to be remembered and emulated. And thus, Muhammad's words and deeds represent the model, the ideal for all believers, what some have called the living Quran. As the Quran says, "You have in the Messenger of God an excellent exemplar for him who looks to God in the last day and remembers God often." Quran chapter 32, verse 21. Muslims look to Muhammad's example for guidance in all aspects of life, including how to treat friends and enemies, marital and family relationships, personal hygiene, dress, diplomacy, warfare, carrying out religious duties, how to pray, when to pray. Muhammad was a multifaceted personality who served as a religious, political, and military leader of a community state. Muhammadan Muslim tradition can best be described, characterized as a remarkable personality who inspired confidence and commitment despite persecution and oppression, a shrewd military strategist, and a pious, righteous, trustworthy, compassionate, and honest man. He was also, and is also, portrayed as a caring husband and father who, through his teachings and actions, sought to improve the status of all women. Let's look at the context in which Muhammad and Islam emerged. The religious message that Muhammad preached grew out of and responded to the realities of 7th century Arabia. Like all religions, Islam did not appear in a vacuum, but was influenced and responded to the political and social conditions as well as other religious traditions. The world in which Islam emerged, 7th century Arabia, was a rough neighborhood where war was the natural state of affairs. The broader Near East in which Arabia was located was divided itself between two warring superpowers of the day, the Byzantine Eastern Roman Empire on the one hand and the Sasanian Persian Empire on the other. Each had competed with each other for world dominion. 7th century Arabia was critically located along profitable trade routes of the Orient. As a result, it was subject to the rivalry and interventions of its powerful imperial neighbors. The rise and spread of Islam was caught, though, in both local politics and fighting in Arabia as well as the imperial warfare. Muhammad's preaching would add to this mix and would itself become a source of conflict as the Meccans resisted, as well as conflict resolution.